Rashi and Sadi Tesum and Bays. Top Rashi.
Right.
So here we have in the Mishnah case that the woman sold the property above or below the price. So in one case she takes the loss, but she doesn't get the gain. So, Kanchan Rebbe, the Shesenu Lamad the Rebbe, from our Mr. Rebbe has taught us, a call the Balamos, a Shalech, Shlucha, Lashuk, Lascaro. The person sells somebody to go buy for him. Well, Lokach Bazal, he got a good price, got it cheap. A call the Balamos, so the advantage just goes back to the one who gave the money. The person can't say I got a profit. The shliach can't say I got a profit. You gave it to me to buy 10 for a dollar. I got 12 for a dollar. So the extra 2 belongs to me. So you can't say that. Kitatanya, like we learned there in the Braisa, Dika Plugda, but the Tanoi Bahamil. So there's Machlokes Tanoim about this issue. That Rabbi Yehuda says it goes to the Shliach, and Rabbi Yehuda says Chalkin. And we have Rabbi Yehuda saying in a different version it says the Kolabalmos. And Umaskana Shaminan. And after the more works out the issue, the more comes out. The B'davar She'en L'Kitzba is the Rabbi Yossi called a Balamos. If something which doesn't have a set price, so then that benefit goes to the Balamos. They don't even split it. Masasim on Rebbe, Mimas Nisan, the Hacha, Rabbi Yossi. And Rebbe is writing about Mishnah, with giving it as an assumed opinion, a Stam Mishnah, like that. The Masisan Nami, Dabrashen Lo Kitzbahu, the called Karka, Nimkar Ba'omid, Zebbapachos, Zebbayerker. Karka is not called the Dabrashen Lo Kitzbah. There's no set price, automatic set price for a field. Okay. Fine. Then the more broad. The person said, buy for me a lisko. And the person said, no, I'm sorry, we're still back on the piece before. Hasibla Achaz Yisera, so the price is he bought one more. So the Shliach gets the Rikon Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi says Cholkin, or Rabbi Yossi says Kolobalamos. Sheesh to Kitzagon Kitnis, Hanimkar Bechadus Amido. It's something they're sold at a measure. Malay kli v'pruta, a full kli for a pruta. And mesipa achas yisera. So if the worker added some more, so the balamos and the shliach divided. Why the matana havoy? So we know exactly the price. Every always sells at that price. He puts some more. Why do he put some more? Because he wants to give some extra. The worker doesn't mind giving some extra. So yesh lomer the shliach nosta, yesh lomer the balamos nosta. So we don't know who we had in mind the matana should be for. He was informed that he's buying it for so and so. He might say he likes the shliach. He might say because he likes the balabai, the mishaleah. We could go in talis with a luk. So a garment or the yorok, hanim karm ba'omid, or type things which sell based on around a certain price. Pamim mevatelim kibazol. Pamim mevatelim kibazol. Pamim metzimtzum. some more, some less. So that's what he's selling it for. So if he's selling it for it, the person who paid for it gets it.
He's selling.
The person who paid for it gets it. Okay, then the Lord brought the Shilom. Amalei Zamali Lisa. Amalei Shechem Machar Misodasai Beis Chatzikur. Sell off a lesech, which is a half a kur. So sell off the property of a base lesech. And he went and sold a kura. So do you say that what he's doing is being moisiv al the word of? Well, this could be a kornila Catholic kach. It's kind of that half of the what was sold. The sale is valid for that much. But do we say he's being maver al the word? He's totally going against what he was sent to do. So the whole thing is bottled. Okay. So the Mor brings a Mishnah in Me'ilah. The Baal HaBayis tells his shliach, "Tein lehem chaticha, chaticha mibosar sheyesh li b'kli. Give to the guests a piece of meat from that which they have in the kli." And then the shliach said, "Take two." Ushtayim. See, that might help explain why. The Baal HaBayis is giving each guest one. He told each guest to take two. They took three. The same name is the Boster Shal Hektish. Turn out it was Hektish. So Kulan Maldu. Baal HaBayis Maldu. Shahoach is Hoyusami Daita. The one the Baal HaBayis said to take. So that was, and we know that the rule is Yeshech and Dvar Veiru by Me'ilah. So when they're taking based on what he said to do, even though he didn't do anything at all, he's held responsible. The Shiach told him to take the second. Once again, they did it based on what he said. So there's a Shiach for the, they are a Shliach for the Shliach in taking the second one. And the guest took the third one. So we hold that the most of all the board of, that's why the Baal HaBayis is small. But if he's Mavrel the Mor, so why be Mol? So Mor says that he told them, he told them explicitly, I'm telling you to take one mitzvah what the Baal HaBayis said to do.
Yeah, I would say that.
And I'm suggesting to him to take a second one. So when he said that, he's dividing up his two actions. So then everybody's going to be, he's a moist about the word of. Okay. So then, Toshma, the case of the Mishnah. The Ksuba was a mana. She sold a shab of mana, but didn't have a mana. So, more so, what was the case? My love, the Zavin shab of mana, but didn't have a mana, but didn't. It wasn't the case that she sold a field which is worth a mana and a dinner. She received a mana and a dinner for the field.
Right, then she would get the whole thing right away.
There was no mistake in the amount that the field was sold for. So, umay, what does it mean, bimana diktani? When she sold a mana and a dinner for a mana, it sounds like there was a mistake in the sale. No, it means bimana shalah.
If you don't bring the
items, she sold it from her bishmil mana shahila liskabul macha shabu mana bedinner ubashavyav. So she sold a field which is worth a mana and a dinner for the mana she's supposed to get. She got a mana and a dinner. She took the mana and she giving the dinner back to the yisayim. And the Mishnah says, "Am I affiliate? He marries. She's the dalkarach of shayu yisayim. It's not like she's offering it. She has to do that." So what does it mean? She's saying, "I'll give back instead of giving back money, I'll give her dinner mikakoy. After beacting in lekech shava hadinner b'achzirin lehem, I'll get the dinner's worth of the field back for them. So it comes out that the sale did not make them lose their piece of property.
Yep.
And it says mikra is bottle. So what do you say? You see that she's ma'aral d'mora. So she had no authority to sell the field because it was larger than what she was authorized to do. The whole sale is bottle. We don't say no. The part of the sale which is appropriate is valid, and the rest she'll get back. We said the whole thing is bottle. Mora says no. The case of her was b'dozo. The problem was that she undersold the field for the under the value, and that's the problem. The Mora says that can't be the case because that's the safer. We don't need two cases where the problem was because she undersold it. So it must be the cases, like we said over here, she didn't undersell it. The problem is just a lack of authorization, which is our Shaila, and you see my brother the board of. So Moore says no. They're both talking about a case of Oizel. Okay, and what's the difference? The difference between the ratio and the Sefer was over there she had multiple. She had a claim of four. The case mentioned she had a ksuba of 400, and she sold the first field for a mana, etc., etc., and the last one she sold a mana and a dinner b'mana. Meaning that the Mora says the chiddush over there is she had no other claim on them very clearly, but the ratio was so the ksum was 400. She sold the first field, which is worth 101, for 100. So she's the one who's going to take that loss because she sold the field under price. But as far as the Yisrael is concerned, she has to subtract the true amount of the value of the field from her ksuva. So she's going to take the loss regards to the validity of the sale. The ain't and all the mechra kai the ain't and all the kikos. And there wasn't a shear of anoy anyway. And therefore the chiddush is that by her the mikra is kayim. So Mora asked that you know from the first the first case of the Mishnah. Shava Masayim b'mana. Shava Mana. Shava Masayim b'mana. Right. And Mora says over there that's because. So we say niskavik suvasa. Well, I mean a mikra bottle. We don't say the mechra is bottle. We say the sale of 200 for 100. The sale is valid, and she has her ksuba paid off. The Torah says over there that's the end of that's the final sale. That's the only sale. The ksuba was for 200. She took a property which was worth 200. She sold it for 100. Like the migzer midi, there's no concerns over there. The mechir rishana lo yistalka lo. Even toss him on rishana nami himikra bottle. Over here, there's multiple sales taking place. If we're going to make the first sale valid, we might make the last sale valid. Otzumana Achrona, we should make a gzeira, the first sale, Otzumana Achron. If we're going to allow the first sale to go through when she undersells it, people are going to come to say Mikrakayim, that the last sale was also Mikrakayim, which is there. We're arguing that Mikra is not Kayim. Kamash Malon, the Filohi, Davka, the Toss of Bimana Akron, Bimana Rishon, Mikrakayim. The Kiddush over there is that the earlier ones are valid. We don't make this gezeira. Okay. Since we're holding the Gemara. Vika the Amri. Usually a mana means 100 dinar. Dinorim. Zoos and dinner are interchangeable, so 100 zoos and 100 dinner are the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So she's off by 1% here.
Yeah.
So why do they say that we're 100 and one dinar then? 100 zoos and one dinar, if they're the same.
Well, there's a word mana. A mana is a name for 100.
Oh, I see. That's an amount of it.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So, if Karka is buying it, and not the kids buy it, it seems we're exact enough to get that 1% and be levatal of sale because of it.
We're not being levatal. Well, okay. When it comes to Hilchos Noah, not being levatal of sale, it comes to the sister of a person overstepping their authority. If this field would have normally been understood to sell for the greater price, and she sold it, undersold it, so even though theoretically you're right, but if this is what we consider the consensus of opinion, what it should have sold for, she didn't sell it, so she didn't do her shlichus appropriately. Okay, Vika the Amri.
There's also sort of a measurement issue here, right? I mean, if there is a range, right, is the 1% different from the full range, or is it different from the sort of the median or mean price?
It's an interesting question. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I never thought about it like that. That's possible. It's a possible way of looking at it. I have to digest that. Okay. Vika da Amri, we're holding the Gemara, I guess it's about 12 lines down. Holo Tibor the thought. So let's represent the question. So Hecha Darmalei Zil Zav and Liliska, in the scenario which we've been discussing, where he said, go sell a property which is base less is worth of property. And he sold off a kur, which is double that amount. So this version says the body most about the war of Havi. So we say he was authorized to sell X. So that much of the field is sold. The part which he wasn't authorized does not. But we don't undermine the part of the sale which is valid because of the part which he added. Where is the Shiloh? The Amrle Zil Zavanli Kura. He told him, I want you to sell off a field which is a base kur. He went and sold off half of that. So, my, what's the halacha? Me and Marina, do we say, Amalei, the Tavu L'cha, Avdi L'cha, what I've done for you is something which is better. The loy matzah the chazuzi loy matzah hadar tebe. If you would have sold the full amount, you can't back out. The sale is valid. So you realize after you sell this large property that you didn't need all that money. Now you'd much rather have the property than have the money. But you can't back out of the sale. The sale is valid because that's what I was authorized to do. So I said, maybe it's better I should sell something smaller and you'll see if you need all that money. And then if you have to sell some more, you'll sell some more, but it's much better to sell less and hold on to the property than to sell more. Adilma, Amrle, or the Mishleach could say to the Shliach, Lonichali delivshu shtori eluyi. If I sell it in multiple sales, there are going to be multiple documents out there against me. And that's going to be perceived that I'm selling off large, more properties. And that's going to put me in a disadvantage when I come to need to borrow money. It looks like I'm selling everything out. So one sale is better than two sales. Okay, so that's the Shiloh according to this version. But the Morris says, in regards to our previous Shiloh, we say most about the Vorov, and there's no, and that's not a Shiloh. Amr Machinina Misura Toshma Sasinga Raya. Back to Maseftas Meila. Nosin Lo Dinner shows up. The Mishaleach gave the Shliach a dinner zob. A dinner zob is 25 dinari kesef. So and mistakenly, he gave him the dinners of Hektish. So it's a shargeg, so it's a meila issue. Varmalei havili chaluk, go buy this chaluk, the shirt. V'halach v'heviloi b'sholosh chaluk. U'b'sholosh Talis. So he sold, he bought three denarim's worth.
So there's no immer involved.
By the first,
okay. Okay. So which year is that? That's the first year of the crop. When you for the same year, you bring the Eimer to Potter.
He bought a chaluk, and with three of them, he bought a talus. So shneim maldu. So the shlichus to buy the choluk, that was his shlichus. He did that. So the mishaleach is chayv. He also bought a talis. So he was moiled by using hektish.
They say the coming of 16 in Nisan automatically matters.
Correct.
The end of 16th
of Nisan. The chiddush is that.
So why are we bringing a raya to the first half of the shiloh?
Word for word, just to make sure I'm not cutting it again. The Chodesh crop of each year is only until the end of the 16th of Nisan, whereupon it automatically becomes permitted. Rashi following the opinion one time.
Yeah,
not
sure.
No, I thought when Tosos was brought that Rashi.
Okay.
You mentioned Irish. Very clearly.
Okay, there's four dinner. There's four dinarim in a cella. So this is basically six. It's 24, right? So it's six shloim. So he told him, I want you to buy.
Although the Chodesh prohibition is not automatic,
use the whole thing to buy cholok, buy shirts. He used half of it to buy shirts and half of it to buy tilleis.
The Chodesh prohibition does not always run its natural course.
Well, I mean, was there a set price in the shirt? So therefore, maybe he got a different shirt? I mean,
but then why do we have an
issue? I don't think so.
So how did he get it for three instead of how did he get it for less?
I always thought the issue was
whatever.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. So he used half of the money, not what he was told to do. Okay. So the Gemara is he was told to use the money for one sale to buy a cholok, and he used the money for two sales. So that's comparable to our scenario where he created a scenario where he's selling off the property in two sales as opposed to one sale.
I'm saying it's not a
minhag,
it's not a tradition that was passed down.
So the more is like this. Most of all, the war of Havi. If we look at it, that the sale which he did is valid, and the second sale is he's sort of forcing him into a second sale, but that's we don't look at that as problematic. Shemachim Balabayis is more. That's where the Balabayis his shlichus is done. He's more.
Is that only because he's sort of within the budget of the Baal Bayis? I mean, he stayed with the amount that he gave him to spend.
If he would have bought something which is more expensive, that's not what the Baal Bayis wanted. Right, that would be a separate issue.
Well, he did buy something that he didn't want. He bought the talus.
He's moral for that. I'm saying that in regards to the shlichus on the choluk, if I tell him I want to buy a cheap one, he buys an expensive one, so that's not the shlichus. Right. Say, but the more is going back to the shell of the Gemara before, he has the Baal Bayis. The more presented before an argument of selling something out in multiple sales, where he was told to do it in one sale. The Mishaleach could argue that's not what I wanted to happen. I want it to be done in one sale. I told you to sell the whole base court, and he only sold a lesser of it. So he says, you know what? I said, like, well, let's take this wait and see approach. I'll sell we'll sell half now, and if we end up needing to sell the other half, we'll sell the other half.
Right.
We say, no, you were authorized to make a sale of X, and now you decided to do a sale of half. So Moore is saying the idea of taking the money and purchasing with half of it something, and then purchasing with half of it something else, is a comparable problem to that scenario where he's selling a field in two steps. Over here, he's spending the money in two steps. And Morris comparing the two. See, if you say that we say that, you know, the amount he was told to do, he did. Plus, he did something else as well. So the Baal Bayis is more. That's not what he was told to do. He was told to sell one sale, the whole thing. He was told to make one purchase, the whole thing. And he didn't do that. So am I more? Now, the Pasha of the Moors, assuming the case was the Baal Bayis understood that this thing can be available for three. I mean, he said by Choluk, he meant that if you want, you can buy two of them. You know, but I want this is the item that I want.
Exactly.
You can get one or many of them, but it's going to be one sale. You go to the person who sells them, and you make a purchase from him. So that's considered one purchase. But the, going to somewhere else, to somebody else, and making a different purchase of a talus, that was not what he was told to do. That's like selling off the field in two steps. So Moore says no. Hakamaskinan, the isolated Shober Sheish Visholish. He didn't buy. Instead of buying two, he bought one. He bought the one that the Balabais had in mind, but he bought it for a cheaper price. So he did exactly what the Balabais told him to do. So in that sense, he hasn't deviated from the. So that's clearly a case of Moshe Bal Devorah. That he went, versus. So where is the Me'ila of the Shliach? Is a talus. Samora says that means he now has change, which he wasn't expected to have. He hasn't changed, and he's uses it for a different purchase. So he's more on that. Samora says if that's the pshat, the Balabais is not mo'al. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that the Balabais argues you brought me the wrong one. So
but it wasn't the wrong run because he said it was the same thing.
So that's the Morris Kasha. If the case like you're suggesting that he didn't buy a cheaper version, but instead he bought exactly the same thing, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's argument?
So he owes her one.
Moore says, Moore answers, my Ra is Rabbi Dama. He bought it under price. Now, what's wrong with buying something under price? The Amrlay, he isisly Bashish, if you had bought this item at six, Koshkin the Habi Shavi Tarti. Sorry.
Wanted to give it as a mashkon, but then they never gave it as a mashkon. Gave it as a dushikasa.
So again, I think that the cholok over here, it's he's purchasing shirts, not one but multiple. So I told you to buy five shirts for this dinner's off, and you came up with this great price of getting five shirts for half the price. So what would have happened if you bought the whole thing of or I expected to get five shirts at that price. You were able to get that amount for half the price. So if you would have listened to me and bought the whole thing, I wouldn't end up with 10, I would end up with 12, because the more money you put into the sale, the more the person's willing to give you a discount. So if he gave you a discount at half, he would have given you a greater discount at whole. So I would have ended up with more items of that than now that you used only half to get that amount, and you went half for something else. So I did take a loss. So that's considered Bechlal not listening to what the Balabais told him to do. Moore says, they cannot. Koshan Habi Shabbat Tarti Sori. What I would have gotten is something which is worth at least 12 for the price of 6. They cannot make the Tony Moyer Behuda Bekitni Shishnaim Moalu Shakitni Smith. Sell the Mekidus and Prutza. The Yehuda's moider by the case of kidneys because we don't find this type of discount taking place by kidneys. kidneys basilic, kidneys pruta, they're sold exactly the same. So Shmami, no. The Morris says, that's a good proof. The Morris says, what do you mean? Let's understand your proof. Hey, Gedami. The more you buy, the more you're going to get a discount. Somer Papa ba'asu the chayli bechani. Darmalei kana kana repruta. That they would sell it in some type of a set package. So once that's true, they don't just take a large amount and estimate it, but they have a set price per package. So you don't get a bigger discount by kidneys because you're buying more of them. So there, Yehuda says, so what'd you lose? If he got the amount that he wanted for a cheaper price, he wouldn't say, can't argue, would have gotten better had you spent all the money on that. Because Lav Dafka, they're going to give any more discount at that point because he's buying more. Okay. Salted here.